Blog Talk Radio.
Would go by before we get 500 listens, but that dropped us off. It is July. We are in Washington, D.C., and as I said, it's just plain hot. It's supposed to have rained for the last 3 days to break this heat wave, but do we get any relief? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And of course, the Jeep, the air conditioner, I decide that I'll grit it out through the summer rather than spend $800 to get the air conditioner fixed. And sure enough, we get the hottest days that we've ever had. Well, if you want to call up and talk to me about heat, the number's 347-945-6713. Nobody in the chat room right now, and I'm not 100% sure why. I don't know if anybody's listening out there, in fact. I hope they are. Let's take a peek. Norm at Night is cranking right now. And if you want to call, the number is 347-945-6713. And you'll be on with the Pat Left-Hander. Everybody's still talking about Trayvon, so I guess we got to do it on the Norm at Night show. Last time I talked about Trayvon, you know, all the people were throwing the what if it was your son stuff at me. And I really don't think that's fair, you know, and I really don't think it's a good idea to do that. And I really wish that you wouldn't. But we all have that bad habit. Oh, I didn't bring my coffee cup into the studio. Well, you know what? Since there's nobody in the chat room and it doesn't appear anybody's talking with me, only 474 listens last week. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago because no, it was a week ago. That's right. This is the second week since I've been back. That's right. I actually did a show last Tuesday. It was the one before that. I had 1,774 listens. That was a real good thing. I really thought I'd get to 110,000 today, but I haven't. I hope everybody can hear me out there. There's nobody in the chat room to even ask if you can. But while I go get my coffee, while I'm waiting for you to come on, why don't we have a little more bad habits? Do I have dead air? I'm back. The coffee's in the microwave, heating up. I was looking for my iPad, but I can't seem to find it. A lot of good stuff in the news today that is worth talking about. Let's just get it out of the way also. It seems the British monarchy has a new heir. There's the Queen, there's Charles, there's William. And now there's the new baby boy. Oh, God, for the days of Oliver Cromwell, bring back the Commonwealth. Oh, as somebody said on Facebook today, didn't we have an Independence Day so we didn't have to worry about all this air stuff? I don't understand why anybody would want a monarchy. I do not understand this. 347-945-6713. If you can think of a reason why we need to have a monarch, why, you just tell me. How about Anthony Weiner, folks? Holy cow. Comes out today. Even after he resigned, he kept throwing out the pictures on the internet. You know, if all of he wasn't sending them to minors, let's ask the question, why should we care? Why should we care about Anthony Weiner? 347-945-6713. Why isn't it like his wife said? It's between the two of us. Leave us alone. I guess I understand the idea of bad judgment, and it really is bad judgment. But how does it unless it interferes with the actual functioning of the job he has, and nobody's really demonstrated that it does or it has, why should we care? Come to the chat room, 347-945-6713. It's all there for you. I'm waiting. And, you know, I'm not seeing anything. And it would be nice. Still nobody in the chat room. I'm almost 15 minutes in. And, I'm 11 minutes in. But Anthony Weiner, what do you think of that? What gives with this guy? I'm not 100% sure, but there's something we can talk about. I mean, he really is ugly, in my view. How about the governor of Virginia? He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He now says the loans are all paid back. Hot dog. No prize. You know, free gifts. That's worse than pictures on the internet. I don't care what anybody says. Explicit online exchanges. I guess he was showing off the wiener. people did refrain from wiener jokes. That is true. I don't know. It's really a hard thing to say. Oh. Guy shot a pit bull that was trying to eat a child. They arrested him for shooting a dog that was trying to eat a child. That's pretty amazing. Let me take a little further peek into this story. Now, this happened in the District of Columbia. Three pit bulls were attacking a young boy. Oh, but pit bulls are perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Oh, everybody should be. They're gentle and kind. He didn't read the guy who killed the dogs that were eating the kid, didn't register the gun, so he got arrested. Oh, God, why would anybody have a pit bull? And why were three of them trying to eat a little boy? 347-945-6713 is the number. Come on, let me hear from you. It's A8542. What do you think about three pit bulls trying to eat a little boy in D.C.? A guy saves them, shoots it. Shoots the dog, the cops shoot the other two. I mean, it wasn't just a pit bull, it was a pack of pit bulls. They should eradicate that breed. At least, somebody give me a call. What were pit bulls originally bred for? I don't know the answer to that question. But 347-945-6713 is the number. Oh, God. Another hot day in D.C. But the gun charge was dropped. At least there's some sanity. Oh, God. I'm glad the charge was dismissed. the poor little boy, though. You know? Attacked by three pit bulls. He's lucky he's alive. And then those pit bulls have owners? Who knows? Who cares? Well, it looks like the CIA is starting to pull out of Afghanistan. Maryland test scores dropped again. Unbelievable. Oh, God. Montgomery County had a little drop off. Let's see. Oh, that's the schools are blaming the drop on the transition to new standards. You know what? Let's just do problems. Hold on for a second. A lot of dead air, I know. Maybe I need to take a little hiatus from Norm at night. I don't know. I just know it's damn hot. And I'm hot, you know. And Maryland test scores are dropping. Unbelievable. Oh, Governor McDonald, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, why don't you go bind your wife's feet and keep her in the kitchen? I am really, I don't know. Montgomery County, you know, the place to go to school in Maryland. Holy mackerel, a 12% drop. That's an interesting question. Standardized K through 12 curriculum. I don't know. I don't know about school. I don't know about anything. I do know about making robots. I made a robot. If anybody out there has ever built a robot, why don't you call 347-945-6713? 8542, how's it going? You got anything to say about the topics we've investigated? What about the wiener? What about the new baby? What about Trayvon Martin? What about race in America? I don't hear my phone ringing. I guess nobody cares about race in America. I guess nobody cares that 10% of the population is driving the agenda for the other 90%. Yeah, nobody understands that. Not that it makes any real difference, but only 10% of the population of the United States. And on the upper limit, some people say as much as 12%. Okay, well, I'll give you 12%. Here's the crux. That's driving the whole discussion. I don't know the answer. I don't know. If you know, call me. 347-945-6713. I'll be glad to entertain anything you have to say. Short of genocide. Come on, where everybody, you know, you go in the bar room and you hear everybody talking, or, you know, at the work site. Come on, 347-945-6713. here's your chance to talk to the world. But talk to me about the new royal baby. Why in America should we care about the heir to a monarch? Go read Common Sense. Thomas Paine told us why we don't need to pay any attention to kings. Get rid of the king. And that's what we did in 1776, 287 years ago. We just had 4th of July. And now we're all falling all over ourselves. I'm really happy they had a baby. But the whole world doesn't have to stop and hold its breath. There's babies starving all over the world. Let's worry about all of them. Instead, we worry about this royal. Well, we all know the kind of stunts that William has pulled in his past, but I don't know. The royals, they're none of the prostitutes. Political whores. Oh, God, the heat, it's giving me a headache that just won't stop. We're approaching the halfway point. I got one guest in the chat room. Nobody on the line, not so much as the flicker of a ringtone. And I don't even know if anybody's listening out there. Let me know if you're listening. Let's see. What else? Living life. Hey, something really cool happened out in my garden, or our garden here. Actually, I wasn't a prime mover of the family garden. I have to admit that, but I'm really happy now that it's just growing out of control. Hey, actually, if anybody listening out there happens to know why all of our tomatoes are all bumpy and deformed, every one of them, they're big and fat, but they're not round and smooth. They're sort of misshapen and ridged. I'd like to just know why they're doing that. Is it in our soil? Is it the kind of tomatoes we had? Anybody out there who knows? 347-945-6713 is the number. Oh, another really interesting thing today. As people who are regular listeners know, I started to explore yoga last year. I got an email from my yogi today. That was very nice. She wanted to know if I've been practicing, and well, actually, I haven't, and I'm feeling kind of bad about that. Maybe I need to start doing that again. I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. I really do like yoga, and I hope that the yoga teacher will be back at my school because I love yoga. I do like yoga. Oh, is it warm? And let's see what's happening on Facebook. Not a whole lot. But I don't know. Maybe I'll overload this computer. Let's see. Anybody? Nobody? Hey, we got another guest. 9042. Welcome to the Norm at Night Show. Do you have some opinions on the things we've been talking about? You can either call me at 347-945-6713, or you can just put your opinions in the chat room, and I'll make sure they get out to the audience. I'm boiling. The room in my house where I do Norm at Night from, is probably the worst air conditioned of all the rooms in the house. That's really interesting. But there, start talking with yourselves in the chat room so I can talk about the situation. Oh, man, the royal baby dropping test scores. What should we talk about? Well, of course, we'll talk about the royal baby. Oh, my Lord, I do not understand. Oh, good. How have you been coping with the heat out there? Kirk Cousins. His chance came and he did not make it. He had a chance to put RG on the bench forever. That's the truth. Take the team to the Super Bowl. There's no way they sit you down. Oh, God. Am I going to hear from anybody? I don't think so. Oh, let's ruffle up some stuff. What's happening to the Washington Nationals? I'll bet they wanted that, but they wish that he pitched in that game now. It looks like a long way to get back there. Oh, God. So, what did you think about the speech the president made? Oh, my God, some poor girl. Oh, Howard University. I thought it was Howard County and a high school girl. Not that. It makes it any better that it was a college girl. I mean, I don't misunderstand me. I wish it was neither girl, but I'm happier that, oh, boy. Oh, I got this pain in my back. Oh, I don't know. It doesn't appear like anybody's calling or 9042. What's on your mind? 8542. What's on your mind? You're in the Norm at Night chat room. You just like hearing the sound of my voice. I've been speaking myself for about 30 minutes now, and I'm really starting to run out of gas. I need someone to bounce off of before I can talk about race in America or Trayvon Martin or the new British baby. I can't believe the time I've spent on that baby. Give me a break. But it's Norm at Night, it's Tuesday, it's hot, and I'm getting a little bored, so somebody give me a call. Maybe we'll just make it a 30-minute show tonight. Let's see what. Oh. Wow. We talk about anything you want to talk about. I'm just go. Hey, here's a tweet from Luke Russert. Talking about Western New York. Yeah, not a lot going on in my chat room either. How to build credibility with YouTube? I don't know. Ugh. I'm hot. I definitely am hot. It's too hot to even go anywhere today. But I have this pounding headache. I need somebody to talk to. 347-945-6713. Talk about anything you like. I'm going to lead an interdisciplinary seminar this year, and I was trying to think of a theme, and I think it's going to be revolution. Revolution in science, revolution in political history, revolution in intellectual history. I think we're going to look at questions like, what is history? What is science? What is social science? What's the difference between social science and hard science? What's the difference in the kind of experiments you can run? What is the history of science? And it's not so regulated as it is so often thought about. I also am thinking very seriously about doing a history course and using the People's History as the text, as the textbook, and just reading the People's History, just readings in American history. We'll read the People's History. And we'll see what people think about America when we finish with the People's History. That would be a really interesting thing to do. And I think I would like to do that. What do you think about that? 347-945-6713. Hey, and you know what, everybody? I just realized something. So many more people listen and hear Norm at Night in the archives. Well, if something happens, you know, and you want to say something to me, you can email it to me, you know, at Buffnet, B-U-F-N-E-T, at Verizon.net. I would love to have your email. Just make sure that you have Norm at Night in the subject line so that I don't just delete it. I get a lot of mail at Buffnet at Verizon.net. And, oh, wait, I got a call coming in. Hot dog, somebody to take me. Hey, you're on with Norm at Night. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Oh, it's going all right. It's just so damn hot here still in D.C.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I got quite the opposite. You know, we've been
Hit
90 during the day, and then it gets pretty cool at night. So, yeah, it's been good. Very unseasonal. Yeah.
If it goes down to 90 here, it's like a cold front.
Oh, yeah. Well, 90 and 85 in there is, you know, fairly comfortable. I mean, you can deal with it, you know. So.
Well, anything over 7 is uncomfortable to me.
Yeah, well, you've got incredible humidity there, and I have none here, so.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the real problem. And they keep saying, well, it's going to rain, and it doesn't.
Hmm. Yeah, we had a chance of rain yesterday and last night, but that didn't happen. Didn't get cold enough. Because we're approaching a drought condition. And I think it's almost inevitable. So, yeah.
So
are
you
the
in
big
the
chat lake,
room?
Yeah, I'm one of the guests. I don't know which one, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I have been logged in, and they logged me out. So I'll have to log back in again. So my name shows up.
I mean, you're on with me now. So what do you think about the royal baby?
Well, I haven't picked a name yet. I don't know. I saw it. It didn't have a crown on its head.
I would call it WC.
Yeah. I was thinking of either Tupac or 50 Cent.
Tupac, I like that.
Shake it up
a
little bit.
Or Biggie. Yeah. Call him Biggie Small.
Oh yeah, that would work, you know.
Biggie Small Windsor.
Yeah.
Or Mountbatten, or whatever you want your name to be, depending on who you fight in the next war.
Yeah, well, they should probably just use one of those name generators, you know. You can get your... they have a new one that came out on... I think Slate.com has it. It's your online sexting name. Because you know Anthony Weiner?
Oh, yeah, Weiner's back in the news. It's a Hebrew
name.
Yeah,
religion. Well, see, his name is Carlos Danger. And so
that's
everybody. That's
his online name. Carlos Danger?
Carlos Danger, yeah. Yeah, I used the name generator and I got my name. I'm Felipe Evil.
Felipe Evil. And where is this name generator?
I've got it on my page in Facebook, but I could send it to you, you know. It says Slate.com. They made it up, so.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, well,
that'd be an interesting project to do with the kids, to make a name generator.
Yeah, it's fairly easy to do, you know. I mean,
it's absolutely easy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a little tedious, but it's easy. The big deal is building a database of names.
Yeah.
You know, to choose from, and then it's just a randomization problem. Felipe. Oh, my God. You know, I saw that, and I'm trying to think. I saw that name you mentioned, you know, in the lead in a couple of articles, and I didn't make the connection.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it took me a while, too, till somebody posted, you know, reposted the story from Slate, and it contained a link to the generator. I thought, oh, okay, I got to go to this. So, yes, yes. Yeah, I don't think he has any business doing that, but if that's what he wants to do, I guess.
I don't think it makes any difference.
Yeah, you know. Well, I'm, you know, the sex thing, I don't care about sex thing, but it's the judgment, you know.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Yeah, I mean, that's significant here. This guy doesn't know how to make, you know, decisions. And now we see that he doesn't learn from his mistakes. So, yeah, you can't get my vote. I mean, I'm not there, so I don't, you know, but, yeah, well, let's see. What else you got on your thing here? I'm looking at your...
Well, Trayvon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a...
How about the president's speech?
Yeah, there was a very good article in my local paper. The black lady, Ginger Rutland, she's like I don't know, she's like a columnist at large. She gets involved in community things and whatever, and occasionally she writes an opinion piece. And she just wrote the best, I think the best thing she's ever done. And it had to do with the national conversation about race relations and whatever. And she said, absolutely not. We do not need that conversation. You know.
And why don't we need it?
Well, let me see if I can find it.
Is it online somewhere?
Oh, yeah, it would be at the Sacramento Bee site. Hang on a second. I think I left it outside.
Okay. Sacramento Bee. There we go.
Yeah, you would look under, opinion or editorial, whichever. I think I have it now. Yep, I have it.
You have it in the paper copy, huh?
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, here's the subhead anyway. Endless conversation about race gives some youths an excuse to fail.
I'm listening.
Okay. All right, here she goes. I am not particularly interested in another national conversation about race, despite the not guilty verdict in the Trayvon Martin case and all the outrage it has spawned. We've been there too many times. We know the drill. Egged on by rabble-rousers, both sides retreat to their bunkers to lob rhetorical bombs. The anger builds and then slowly sputters out until the next white-on-black or black-on-white outrage ignites yet another conversation. What worries me most about the outsized reaction to the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case is that it will plant in the heads of too many young black men and women the mistaken notion that they are not in control of their own destinies. I worry it will give too many permission to nurse resentments, a reason to smolder, an excuse to fail. I worry that all the talk and public chest beating will enlarge the already sizable chip on their shoulders. I worry that too many young black high school students will think it's okay to flunk algebra. I'm black, and I have no illusions about racism. I know that I am regarded with suspicion when I shop at the Galleria in Roseville, and that it's harder for me to get a cab when I hail one on the streets of liberal San Francisco. And that some people will assume any success I achieve was the result of affirmative action. I know that my brother and nephews are profiled and are more likely to be stopped and searched by police. But as President Obama said about Trayvon Martin the other day, I also know, and they do too, that statistically they are more likely to be shot by a peer, by another black man. I love my brother-in-law, a former practicing member of the Nation of Islam. In his youth, he sported the bow tie and sold the Muhammad Speaks and the bean pies on the street corners. But today, he runs a small auto insurance business in downtown Oakland and raises money for the Oakland YMCA, an organization he credits with keeping him on the straight and narrow. A few years ago, when a BART police officer shot and killed Oscar Grant, another unarmed black man, outraged rioters broke his office windows. When reporters came to get his reaction, my brother-in-law wanted to know why the rioters were not as outraged by young black men killing other young black men. My sister, his wife, belongs to Delta Sigma Theta, the black sorority that held its convention last week in Washington, D.C. Trayvon Martin was the talk of the convention. My sister, like her sorority sisters, was outraged by the Zimmerman verdict. I couldn't share her outrage. I was thinking about her husband and his fear that his small business would be trashed again in Oakland. Frankly, I'm sick and tired of outrage. Want to honor Trayvon? Don't march and shout slogans. Help a young black high schooler pass algebra. Give him a summer job. Teach him a trade. Turn off the basketball game. Put down the Game Boy and spend another hour studying English. That's what the Trayvons of our world need. Not another conversation and more useless outrage. I thought it was great.
Hey, what do you hear? 347-945-6713. If you're out there listening, Reverend Al, why don't you give us a call?
So, yeah, I haven't gone to look at, I mean, I'm sure it raised all kinds of comments, but I haven't gone to look at them yet. But that's exactly the kind of attitude to take, and it fits perfectly with what I think. This conversation is old. It's been going on for a long, long time. And the solutions are always the same. So you don't need to keep talking about it. Let's, get on with it. The problems that we have been talking about, when high schools have 50% dropout rates in these inner city
schools.
That's
a big problem.
Those are the problems. Right, exactly. So, and let's face it, when a kid's 18, he's got choices to make. And it's going to be school, or it's going to be work, or it could be a gang, or it could be drugs. I don't know what it's going to be, But if you don't want them to go down the tubes, you got to give them these options. I mean, good options. And he's got to start working towards it at a much earlier age, too. So, anyway. Even that conversation is old. Like I say, the solutions are still there. They aren't any different from what they were 20, 30 years ago. So, all right, next topic. let's see. What's your other one? Carry laws and stand your ground.
Yeah. Why do we have carry laws in the United States of America?
People
don't need carry laws. That's the real problem. If Florida doesn't have a carry law, stand your ground is meaningless. The problem didn't come from his standing his ground. The problem came from the fact that he had a gun.
So you're saying eliminate carry laws?
Absolutely. You should not be able to carry a pistol in the United States of America.
Okay.
Without any question, a concealed pistol.
Yeah. Well, you're probably going to want a concealed, but I don't know. Let's say security guard.
No, Virginia's carry law, for example, you can carry in Virginia with no permit as long as the weapon is exposed.
Oh, gee.
And
we...
I forget how many states have that law.
Yeah, we were able to carry unloaded weapons openly until they started doing it at some of the Tea Party rallies. And then the government got all crazy about it and made that illegal.
I do remember that.
Guys were showing up there with all kinds of stuff. None of it loaded, but that was the deal, right?
So I guess the meaner jokes will start again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. All we all have to do is watch late night TV. You're going to, we're going to get that right away. So.
What's his name again? Carlos what?
Carlos Danger.
D-A-N-G-E-R.
Carlos Danger. Yeah, that's pretty funny. So, I think that we do have occupations where, a carry law seems suitable.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I just found this. They just made the University of Northern Virginia close because it claims they just sell diplomas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God.
Maryland just had a 12% drop on passes on their standardized tests.
Well, our big law school here just cut back something like 40%. I mean, teachers, students, the whole thing. They're just saying they don't. The need for more lawyers isn't there.
No, it sure isn't. But definitely true.
Yeah. So
there are, and you know that I can't remember where I saw or heard it that the big law firm is collapsing. Companies are realizing they can do it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're not hiring the big corporate firms anymore.
Yeah, well, look at the amount of stuff you can do with, you know, basic software. I have something, I got it for free. It's called Willpower. And it goes through the entire thing. I mean, you just fill out these forms, and they're perfectly good. You know, you've got to file them yourself or have them notarized or whatever. But they're totally legal. But think of what we used to pay in the past to have somebody do these things, you know?
No, absolutely.
And let's face it, too, paralegals are much cheaper, and they do a whole hell of a lot of work, especially research, you know.
That's what my daughter majored in legal studies finally.
Mm-hmm.
And graduated.
Yeah, it's I mean, you know, there's the need is always there, but do you really need, you know, a full-fledged board certified attorney? Maybe.
I don't think you do.
Yeah. So, it doesn't bother me very much. How much sympathy can I have? I don't know. I've only used a lawyer very few occasions in my life.
Something you want to have a lot of use for.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, I mean, there are things that, you know, are just too complex and you want somebody else to, you know, do the research and represent you, and that's the way it is, so.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
But now my divorce, all I had to do was, I mean, the papers came, I signed off.
Wait. Oh, I didn't
what?
Know that. I didn't know you ever got married.
Oh, yeah, back in the 80s. So, anyway, you know. No. So,
well, then the divorce is pretty easy.
Yeah. I mean,
how'd you get to keep the house?
Oh, no, I didn't have a house back then. At that time, let me think. Now, we were married in Monterey and then moved to San Rafael, or no, more Petaluma, that's Petaluma. And then I left to go to Sacramento, and then we were divorced like, I don't know, about a year later, you know.
So how long were you married?
Maybe 3-4 years, something like that.
Wow. And you learn something every day.
Oh, yeah. I thought I mentioned it before. Well, I guess not. So, yeah, you know, I mean, for me, it was quite amiable. We were never, arguing or none of that ever happened, you know. It was just a matter of, I want to do something else. And then she said, I want to do something else. And So she did do something else. So she found some 18-year-old kid.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and that was kind of, and then that didn't work out because, you know, then he moved in with her, right, you know, and it turned out that he had a kid from a previous relationship, and he wanted to bring the kid to live with them. And Laura was like,
uh-huh.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. You know, with them, that thing was totally physical. That's all it was, you know. And so, anyway, one day she called me and she says, I'm going to come visit you. And I said, oh, that's good. And she says, yeah, I'm moving. And she says, oh, I said, oh, you left, what's his name? I don't remember his name. And she goes, well, not yet, but when he gets home and sees the house is empty, he'll get the idea.
Oh, my. All right. This is a family show.
So, I mean, she really did do this. So she drove from San Rafael to my place in Sacramento. And, you know, and we talked and said goodbye and whatever and all that, you know, and then she off she went, you know. And she and that dog, oh, I hated that freaking dog. She took that damn dog with her. It was one of them big chow dogs.
Uh-oh,
and it hated me. It always growled at me. I mean, you know, it knew me, but it, you know, and I was like, God. But it was her dog, very, very possessive, you know. And I said, well, you know, I can't tell you. I was going to say it. You know how dogs eat socks and other apparel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, she couldn't keep a pair of underwear anywhere in her house.
All right. We're way off topic.
Dude. All right. So we won't go there.
Let's go back to the review.
So anyway.
So
yeah. So for the longest time, he kept calling my number. You know, thinking that she was there and back, or she
was
there.
Did I cover all the topics? Did we cover all the topics?
Let's see. Pretty, yeah, I think you did. We did Trayvon Race in America, the new British prince. Oh, we didn't do the absurdity of the monarch, but I don't.
Well, yeah, I don't understand why anybody wants a monarch.
Yeah. Yeah, you would say, especially
actually,
the English.
We did sort of cover that when I talked about the guy I know put on Facebook. Don't we have an independent day so we don't have to worry about monarchs?
Yeah, I've seen similar posts, you know, elsewhere.
I told everybody. I told everybody to read Whatchamajigger, Common Sense again.
Yeah, well, you would think after they, you know, whacked off Charles I's head, that, you know, once Cromwell got in charge, that it would have been totally over. It would have been a republic. But that didn't
happen.
Well,
I said on Facebook today, bring back the Commonwealth. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but, you know, you have these other countries, I mean, you know, Belgium, the Netherlands, Sweden, and then the little, you know, Liechtenstein and Monaco. I mean, they still have monarchies. I mean,
well,
some of them.
Sweden,
you know,
Norway.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
The Italian king's still running around.
Yeah.
Although they
pay
no attention to
him. Well,
I think there's
Spain,
still an emperor of Japan.
Right.
The king
yeah.
of Spain, that's true. Anyway, we got 25 seconds left, and another hour of Norman Knight is drawing to a close.
Yeah, well, I guess they like the pageantry and the whatever. It's a show.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, the pageantry and whatever of Norman Knight will be back here next Tuesday, so you make sure you are. And I'll be coming to you live from Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, and it will be fun. I am
okay,
out
dude.
Of here right now.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Goodbye, and good night to everybody listening.